Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Most stories involve love, whether it's in movie or song. But in opera, you can also find chemistry.
Wait, isn't that love too?
Not that chemistry. I mean literally chemistry. The storylines of some operas involve poisons, love potions, and even pharmacists. A recent article grouped them into four categories related to chemistry.
The first is apothecary operas, which involve chemists or pharmacists. Io Campanello, composed by Donizetti in 1836, tells of a wealthy elderly pharmacist who marries a beautiful young woman. He's kept from their marriage bed by her former fiancé, who appears in various guises throughout the night, requesting preposterous prescriptions.
The second group of operas involve poisonous natural products. A French opera by Ambroise Thomas in 1868 sang of Hamlet's father being assassinated by his brother, who pours henbane extract into his ear while he slept. The plan can cause hallucinations, coma, and death.
There are also operas composed around the great poisoners of history, such as the story of Antony and Cleopatra. Apparently, Cleopatra tested different poisons on poor or sick people, and although unproven, some say she killed herself by snake bite.
Finally, there are the arsenic operas. In a Giuseppe Verdi opera, the title character is poisoned by his future son-in-law.
The connection between chemistry and operas isn't so surprising when you look around and find chemistry in our everyday lives, from our cleaning products to our medicines. Plus, I'd venture to say, without chemistry, some operas would not have much to sing about.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.